Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Christmas Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
For this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. And I pray that our lives for the better stay in tune with the song that you choose. Lord, I pray that these words we are saying
to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to join with me and others as we link hearts and minds across the airwaves to deepen down in our communion with the source of all that is, the ground of being, God in us as us. And so this is the eve of the winter solstice, the eve of the shortest day and the longest night. And I'm sure that for many of us who have now entered into tier 4, it feels like we've been in the longest night and even still in the longest night possible with the restrictions and the curtailments that we have of our freedoms. And this isn't the first time that Christmas was so-called cancelled. It happened back, I think it was 1918, after the end of the First World War. And so the government's doing what is it considers the best for the safety of the people. And so with that in mind, we know that the Christ consciousness can be born at any time and is being birthed all the time as we awaken to the truth and the reality of our being. Whilst Christianity chose the 25th of December to help make the conversion of pagans over to Christians easier, as it was a celebration that they already partook in, Jesus wasn't born on the 25th. So we can celebrate Christmas anytime. And as we recognize the birth of the Christ in us, that is Christmas, whenever that happens. So we should not be too distressed or distraught if we can't follow through on the plans we've made and the get-togethers we were anticipating. We can take solace in the awareness that the Christ is always being birthed in us, and that this is a time that we should truly reflect on what that means, the Christ being birthed in us. And it is, for me, the focus of this morning, the reflection as I thought about this being the eve of the winter solstice, the night before we enter into the longest night. And I must confess, the winter solstice is perhaps my favorite time of the year. Bizarrely, it's because I recognize that once we've shifted past the winter solstice and the sun is now going to start brightening our evenings that little bit more, I start to watch and notice deliberately how the evenings get lighter. And the opposite is equally true for me, that once we hit the summer solstice in June, I start to get sad because I know the days are getting shorter. Silly, I know, but it's just what I do. But it is this time. It's a time to awaken. It's the recognition of the ending of the winter months as we're drawing to a close. It's a recognition of a time that something new will be birthed as whatever is getting ready is stirring in the darkness, whether it's the new shoots, new life, it all happens in the darkness before it comes through. And so, my beloved, as I was contemplating this week, that the story of the Nativity, which we have studied many times from all the various angles and different perspectives, I wanted to talk about the wise men, because the Bible describes them as kings, some describe them as wise men, and they think perhaps they were most likely astronomers who in those days were considered to be wise as they mapped the planets and the stars. And they became aware that there was going to be this incredible star in the sky. And as they saw it appeared, they knew that it was the foretelling of something incredible. And so they packed up along with their belongings and the gifts that we knew that they took for the birth of the Christ and began their journey and followed this star for probably what was thousands of miles. And I reflected on how perhaps for many of us, there is something that is awakened in our consciousness, something that is presented to us, that is there for us to do. But sometimes fear, worry, doubt, insecurity stops us from following whatever it is that has appeared to us, that has happened in our consciousness as something that we should follow and do. I know certainly for my life, I've had many stars appearing that I have failed to follow through, to write books, perhaps prepared courses, do a new Instagram account, lots of things, lots of stars, lots of guidance from the divine that I have failed to follow through. But for the ones that do follow through and follow their star as the wise men did, there can be great joy when they receive whatever it is, the blessing that star was presenting to them. So my story that I want to share this morning is from Matthew 2:1-12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes and the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler, who is a shepherd to my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay homage to him.' When they had heard of the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage, then opened their treasure chest. They offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. So as always, I like to break down and look at the deeper esoterical, metaphysical meaning of what this could mean. And so the wise men of the East, what does that symbolize? It's a remembrance that we have within us that inner resource of the soul. That when it's stirred at its depth, it is a revelation of truth. The East symbolizes the within. And the coming of the wise men signifies our intuitive wisdom that is reverently seeking out the new ideal of life that is beginning in consciousness. We have always within us our soul stirring, trying to remind us of our inner truth, trying to remind us of our divine heritage, trying to inspire us to be the best that we can be, to strive, to do, to express that which our soul has need of. The wise men is a remembrance and the stirring of our soul to allow truth to reveal itself in our consciousness. And when it does, we can trust, as the wise men did, to follow the star of guidance and direction that will lead us to whatever it is our soul is purposing for us. When they saw that star, they rejoiced. There was a trust that these wise men had, these astronomers, the kings, however we wish to define them, that made them set out from the east, crossing many miles of desert and sand, enduring many hardships. There would have been robbers and the like along the way, trusting the star that was guiding them to a greater purpose. And we see that in the story of this journey of the wise men, the astronomers, the kings. They wanted to question and find out in more detail where was this king that they had seen foretold in the star that had risen. And when they went to Herod, he was disturbed and distressed. He was upset, and all of Jerusalem with him. This is also a recognition that our slightly egoic nature, our base nature, when it gets a stirring from our soul, gets distressed and disturbed because it's being shifted out of its comfort zone. It's being pushed in a direction that it's resisting and perhaps resentful of. We can see that the wise men were truly sincere in wanting to find the newborn king and pay homage. And we can see that Herod was insincere in saying, go find him and come back and tell me. There are times in our life when spirit is revealing to us at a deep and soul level that which it is requiring of us. And there are times when our Herod nature insincerely will try and sabotage them. But always as we trust our true nature, our divine nature, and listen to the still small voice, follow the direction which can come in a dream or through someone saying something that is seemingly random to us, we too could follow the star. We too can allow our light to rise and shine. Our sacred text is from Isaiah 61, and it simply says, arise, shine, for your light has dawned. The presence of the Lord has shone upon you. true Christ light is always within. And as I said at the beginning, we don't need the 25th December to celebrate the birth of the Christ light in us. We don't need a special day set aside to honor and acknowledge the Christ awareness, the Christ consciousness being birthed in us. Every day and any day is a good day. I love what Henry James Nguyen, who was a Catholic priest, who said, "The Lord Jesus was master of both light and darkness. Send your Holy Spirit upon our preparations for Christmas. We who have so much to do, seek quiet spaces to hear your voice each day. We who are anxious over many things look forward to your coming among us. We who are blessed in so many ways long for the complete joy of your kingdom. We whose hearts are heavy seek the joy of your presence. We are your people, walking in darkness, yet seek the light. To you we say, come, Lord Jesus." This is going to be a different Christmas from one that we may have been planning or preparing for. But it's going to be a Christmas that I believe will invite us to reflect on what really matters and what's really important. I'm sure the shopping trolleys will be a little less full, and perhaps we'll be indulging in a little less excess. But we'll be with the ones that we love and matter the most. And that's what's important. My poems that I want to share, I'm sharing two because one is based on the other. And it said, entitled "The Work of Christmas Begins" by Michael Doherty. When the carols have been stilled, when the star-topped tree is taken down, when families and friends have gone home, when we are back to our schedules, the work of Christmas begins. To welcome the refugee, to heal a broken planet, to feed the hungry, to build bridges of trust, not walls of fear, to share our gifts, to seek justice and peace for all people, to bring Christ's light to the world. That Michael Doherty's poem was based on Howard Thurman's "When the Song of Angels Are Stilled." And this is how it goes. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the king and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. My brothers and sisters, my beloveds, I am reminding you that through this, all of this, the fact that we may be entering into Tier 4, the fact that we may not be able to carry out our plans, the fact that this is going to be a quieter Christmas than we've known, it's not something to be despairing or despondent about. For Marianne Williams says, "Every day can be like Christmas in its love and its peace, if our hearts are open up to make room for love. The Holy Child is waiting to be born in every instant and not just once a year." My science of mind reading is entitled "Christmas Unwrapped." The first quote comes from Meister Eckhart, who says, "What good is it to me if this eternal birth of the Divine Son takes place unceasingly, but does not take place within myself?" The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, the science of mind. Christ in man means the idea of sonship, the perfect man as he must be held in the mind of God, Christ within each and all, the author writes. Holmes tells us this is a wonderful time of year. For us, it isn't about the birth of a savior. We don't need to be saved. We honor the eternal birth of spirit as the light of the world. It is about remembrance, not lavish gifts. Excuse me. It is about the kind thought, the gentle act. It is giving our humanity to humanity. In Jesus, we celebrate the symbolic birth of God in man, the incarnation of the living spirit in you and me. Jesus was born in a stable. The lesson here is that we can find God anywhere. Our background is of no importance. It is what we do that matters. When Erin McCormick was 13 years old, her parents told her the family was going to work at the homeless shelter on Christmas Eve. She threw a fit, but when she walked into the shelter and saw 30 homeless men singing softly, her heart melted. One of the men thanked her and called her an angel. When she got home, this was the letter she wrote to Santa. Dear Santa, I wrote you a letter earlier, but I'm writing a new one now. Please take care of the man I met earlier and bring him some of the gifts you were bringing me. Please keep him safe from the outdoors and make sure he's happy. That's all I want this year. You can still bring me presents, but the one thing I want is for you to look out for my new friend. That is the message of Christmas. I always refer to Jesus as our teacher, as our demonstration, as our example. And that example began when he was born amongst the cattle, the sheep, in a manger, because there was no room for him. His humble birth is a reminder that as we birth the Christ awareness and consciousness, that we too should be humble. That the gifts that are worth giving do not come with a price tag. They are the gifts that are freely given. Love, friendship, peace, kindness, generosity of spirit. George McDougall says, best of all, Christmas means a spirit of love, a time when the love of God and the love of our fellow man should prevail over all hatred and bitterness, the time when our thoughts and deeds and the spirit of our lives manifest the presence of God. My beloveds, as I'm constantly emphasizing, this Christmas, even though it will be like no other, is still a blessed time to remember to birth the true meaning of Christmas. And so if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. This is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in the light. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out love. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in the light. This is my breath as I breathe out love. Light. Love. Light. Love. Light. Love. Light. love, light. In the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, I want you to listen to these words by Karen Oberst. Jesus, the light of the world, as we celebrate your birth, may we begin to see the world in the light of understanding you give us. As you chose the lowly, the outcast, and the poor to receive the greatest news the world has ever known, so may we worship you in meekness of heart. May we also remember our brothers and sisters less fortunate than ourselves in the season of giving. So here in the sanctuary of the heart, the cave of the soul, let us take a moment to be intentional for our week ahead. To see ourselves being, doing, having that which we wish to experience in this Christmas season. Let us open our hearts to what truly matters and not allow disappointment to overwhelm us, but to come to the realization that we're birthing the Christ awareness anytime we consciously choose to do so. Let us remember the reason for the season. Let us see ourselves being peace-filled, loving, in the joy that is Christmas, brimming, bubbling, overflowing in our hearts. Out to all those who we meet, physically or digitally. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the spirit, the life force, the energy, the intelligence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. Thou who art the absolute mystery of life. As we consciously come into your presence on this, the eve of the winter solstice, let us open ourselves up to the remembrance that no matter how long the darkness may seem to be lasting, that the light is always, always on its way. And as we are aware of the light of the Christ child being born not just on the 25th of December, but being birthed and born in each and every one of us, any time and all the time that we choose to deepen in consciousness to our remembrance of our connection, that we are always birthing the Christ consciousness as we express our divine nature, that is love, that is peace, that is faith, that is trust, that is joy. At this time, when many of us will not be with family and friends as we anticipated, may we always remember that irrespective, your spirit, your presence, your life force is with them. And that whatever they're doing may be a joyful and a celebratory time as well for them. For all those people that perhaps will not be able to celebrate or do not have the means with which to celebrate, for those people who are homeless in shelters, and people across the world in refugee camps, dodging wars. We hold them in our hearts and ask that the message of this Christmas, that of love, of kindness, of acceptance, be expressed to all humankind. That we do our part to share the light and the love that is the Christ consciousness in us, not only to our friends and families, but to those that are unknown to us, wherever they may be. We can send them the love that knows no bounds or limits. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, we ask that you touch the world leaders, that their hearts and minds may be open to the wisdom that comes only from you, that they will seek to govern to the best of their abilities, seeking the highest and the best for all people, for all sentient beings on our planet at this time. We're sending light and love. So as we are preparing for our Christmas, may our hearts and minds be open to remember those less fortunate than us. And may we remember to allow the Christ consciousness to be birthed in us, in humility and in the acceptance that we are truly one kind, humankind, God kind. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm, I am enthusiastic about life and living. Cross your hands, palms down, over your heart and affirm, I am loving, loved and lovable. Bring both hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that are life-giving and energizing. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open and affirm, I give thanks for my abundant good. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I release all limiting and erroneous thoughts. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our morning's Buddhist meditations and affirmations. Repeat after me our science of mind affirmation. Today I celebrate the birth.
Today I celebrate the birth
of God in man.
Of God in man.
I honor my partnership with the divine.
With the divine.
And I see the kingdom of heaven. Everywhere I look. Our Buddhist meditations, if anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself, and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. My beloveds, as we draw towards the close of our Sunday soul, our rumination, our Rumi thought for the week, Rumi says, don't you know yet? It's your light that lights the world. So our benediction I've combined of two. I couldn't decide which one. I love them both. So may God grant you the light in Christmas, which is faith, the warmth of Christmas, which is love, the radiance of Christmas, which is purity, the righteousness of Christmas, which is justice, the belief in Christmas, which is truth, the all of Christmas, which is Christ. That's by Wilder English. May the Lord also continue to bless you and keep you and make his face to shine on you and give you peace. As you remember the child born in Bethlehem, may you also remember to honor the child in your own heart. May you follow the light of the stars in your dreams and know that God is with you wherever you go. Let the hope that was born in a stable be a sign that God can change the world through one small child, can change the world through you. So just to remind you that 10 at 10 will be a special Christmas one on Thursdays always at 10 o'clock. And I think this is the song that I have had on repeat the most out of all the Christmas songs I've been playing. And it's Jesus, Light of the World by Third Day. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Beautiful night of the year, all the stars.
That was third day, Jesus, light of the world. Beloved, whatever you're doing, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday, and I look forward to joining you again on Thursday. Peace and blessings.